Om Shanti, good morning. Welcome to this workshop on remembering Baba, loving Baba, experiment in the seed stage. Baba told us to experiment, and particularly experiment in ways that will increase our ability to be merged in love. And this is why we invited Sister Rona to guide us through a session this morning, because Sister Rona is a yogi, a lover of the Murli, but also a very enthusiastic experimenter. Sister Rona has been with Baba for 27 years. For many years, she was the coordinator of the Dominican Republic, a beautiful half of an island in the Caribbean. And then Sister Mohini felt she wanted her closer. So she brought her to New York, and she now serves through the center in Manhattan. In addition to that, she sustains a lot of souls, Brahmin souls especially, through experiments in yoga. She loves small group experimentation, learning and growing, and so we're a bigger group today, but we're going to go through a journey together into loving Baba, remembering Baba, and experiencing the seed stage. Very warm welcome.
Remembering Baba, a very important topic for Brahmins, Brahmin life. Every Murli, Baba emphasizes in many, many, many different ways. Consider yourself a soul and remember the Father. So, you could say that is the essence of our whole life and our whole practice. But somehow we seem to take a long time to understand what exactly Baba means by that. And there is one or few avyakt murlis in which Baba says to remember Baba means to feel what he feels, to think how he thinks, to see what he sees, to experience what he experiences, to know what he knows, and you could add to have the perspective that he has. So what is one easy way to know what Baba thinks? Through Murli. So to get to know Baba, and in a sense that is also to get to know the real self, the inner being, the higher being, the soul, to truly get to know who Baba is and to be able to remember him accurately, with emphasis on accurately, we have a very easy guideline, and that is daily Murli. So when you listen to Murli, how do we listen to Murli? Do you listen with that recognition and understanding who is speaking, and that every word spoken comes from that highest consciousness, that highest awareness? So if at the moment Baba is speaking, whoever is reading, but Baba's words, this is what Baba has been speaking, if every word is taken in with that understanding and that recognition, and holding those thoughts in the mind, it is bound to become a deeper experience. And so if we listen to Murli like that, it is not just study, it also goes in yoga. And if you listen to Murli in that state with that full attention, but not tension, but attention, natural attention, who is speaking, what is being spoken, and allowing that to become a deeper internal experience, fully grasping what Baba is saying, then you're becoming what he is saying. You're feeling what he is feeling. You're thinking what he is thinking. You're seeing the way he is seeing. Your attitude becomes what his attitude is. And then that hour of Murli is an hour of study, is an hour of yoga, is an hour of remembrance, is an hour of becoming or at least tasting what Baba is and what Baba is like, how he is like. And then it becomes easier to carry that over into the rest of your day. Is translation okay now? I can see some of the faces are like as if I'm talking Chinese or none of the translations are working? Russian? Chinese is working, okay. Vietnamese is okay. Russian is a big group, no? So we they have so should we wait a few minutes or yeah? So whilst we're waiting, no, don't let these seconds and minutes and moments go to waste in just waiting. Every second, every minute, every moment of the confluence is precious and valuable. So use it, even if it is just to be introvert. Okay. So whilst trying to fix the translation, let's do an experiment. Very simple, basic experiment. But let us aim to do it with 100% application, 100% concentration. And that is withdraw your attention from the external. Many things going on, they're talking, moving, translation, noise outside. But you as if withdraw from all those scenes. Even withdraw from the bodily sensations. Withdraw from what you're seeing and hearing and become aware of the inner being, the subtle being, the being of light. So let's do for a few moments, but aim to have 100% application, 100% concentration in a natural way. So for a few moments, remind the self that there are all kinds of scenes going on externally, all kinds of stories and dramas within the big drama story. But for a few moments, we consciously choose to tune off of drama and tune in to our inner world. And just remind the self that the real self is the beautiful, subtle, timeless being of light. A being with divine potential. And just tune off completely from the surroundings as if zoom out of drama and zoom in to your inner world. And become familiar with alaukik thoughts and feelings. The real self, the eternal self, is a pure, eternally secure, subtle, silent being of light. A guest in this body, in this physical world. And just try and grasp that silent, subtle state of mind beyond the mundane. Beyond everyday drama. And just immerse the mind in those feelings of silence and light. And timelessness. And stillness. Completely introvert. And as we gradually choose to become aware again of the external world, gradually become aware again of the body. The role and the different scenes in the drama. We aim to stay with this awareness of being this beautiful being that looks like a star, the traveler, the observer. Stay with that awareness that drama is temporary and changing and unpredictable. Stay with the awareness that we have come from the Supreme Home, which is visitors in this physical world. We run around, make some noise, and then we go back home. And with this aim and with this awareness, we enter again into sound and action. Om Shanti. Was it easy? Who had 100% concentration? Raise your hand. Only 3, 4, 5, 6. Who had 80%? More? Less than 50%? Very few. So what is it that makes us, it was just 4 or 5 minutes, and the aim was 100%. What is it that makes us not experience 100%? Thoughts? The body? Cough? What else? Noise outside? But if we wait for the situations outside to be perfect, we will never have yoga, no? So what is it that makes us not experience that 100%? Because some can. Same noise is there, same situations are there. Intellect is wandering off. Mm-hmm. One thing is, we don't have the habit of focusing on one thing or two things. We have the habit of jumping on different themes, thinking about many different things, looking here, looking there, getting involved here, getting involved there. So to train yourself to stay with one topic, to train yourself to do one thing and think about one thing, that is one area. The other thing is our attachments. Our thoughts go where our attachments are. So if there's attachment with body, then thoughts will be pulled by the body. If your attachment is with your money, then thoughts will be pulled by money. If your thoughts, if you are attached to someone, thoughts will be pulled there. And that is natural. So what is the method Baba gives us to come out of that? Detach. Okay. So how you detach? Say, I am attached to this chair. I like this chair very much. So how do I detach from this chair? Search for a nicer chair. No, but it's very good. The easy method Baba gives us to detach, actually to detach from whole of drama. Little things, big things, but it is all part of drama. He says, drop the drama. It will finish. Sometimes he uses this word kabristan, graveyard. Get attached to a graveyard? Get attached to some tombstone in the graveyard? Or some corpses in the graveyard? If you do, you will feel it is silly. It is ridiculous. So same thing. If we change our perspective towards the drama, towards the physical world, and see how Baba sees. How does Baba look at the physical world? From Paramdham, if he would look down, what will he see in the physical world? He is a detached observer, but what does he observe? It's happening the way it should happen. But he ascribes in Murlis, no? What he sees is a puppet show. What he sees is a theater and a play is going on, and these are the iron-aged scenes. He uses the word kabristan, no? The graveyard. He uses many words to describe what he sees in drama. A play that is going on, a game, a play that is being acted out, a theater. So you get into that state and see, look at the drama the way he does. And then it becomes very easy to not get trapped, not get attached. Who will get attached to a graveyard? Anyone here? You get? You experience solitude in the graveyard. So to see the drama for what it truly is, a game, a theater, a play that is being acted out. This is just a mask, a costume. This is not the real self. The real self is bodiless, subtle being of light. This is just a puppet of clay. Rona is just a role in the story that is being acted out. The soul, the actor, is playing that role. So in that detached state, you are free. The real being is godlike. Is eternal, is immortal. This is not immortal. This was born, this will die, sooner or later. Why get attached to something that will die? why identify with something that will finish. And Baba many times says in Murli, everything you see with these eyes is going to turn to dust. So to get attached to something that is going to turn to dust is silly, no? So to redirect our attention towards that what is eternal, redirect the attention towards that what is invisible, to that what is beyond the drama, to move into the unlimited. That is where Baba is. That is how Baba sees. That is what he knows. And from that space, from that state of knowing the drama as a temporary changing story, he is free. Someone one time gave us a very beautiful description of Baba, God. Now in Hindu bhakti, devotion, there is one title that is used for Shiva, Shiva Shambho. It means zero. Shiva also means point or zero. Now God is zero. Is that good? God is zero. Why is he zero? Zero attachments. Zero ignorance. Zero identification. Zero complaints. Zero. Zero money. Well, I don't think that is on Baba's mind. But anyway, it's on our mind. Zero sorrow. God's mind is a mind of zero sorrow. Zero insecurities. Zero ego. Zero vices. Zero pretense. Zero anxiety. And because he is zero in that way, he is ocean, ocean of peace, ocean of love, ocean of bliss. So one way to understand the seed state is to come back to that zero state. Zero identification with body. Zero identification with any role. Zero, make drama into zero in your mind. Zero attachments. And a mind that has zero sorrow, what do you experience? Bliss. Zero sorrow. Can you imagine? Baba is like that. Zero sorrow, ever. Now, if we truly, deeply grasp what this means, zero ignorance, zero maya, zero ravan, forever. Someone like that is beautiful. Someone like that is, you will want to be in that one's company, always. Never complains, can you imagine? Someone who never complains, never criticizes, never has any inauspicious thought or feelings. Now, human beings, Brahmins, sometimes they are like that. But sometimes they are not. Baba is always like that. Now, can you not love someone who is like that? Can you not be pulled towards someone who is like that? Every word he speaks is auspicious and to uplift. Every drishti is full of love and recognition of your beauty and original greatness. Every thought he has is about upliftment, helping us to be free from sorrow. That is one other title of Baba, Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Truth in God is beautiful. Your heart, your love will naturally go if we truly recognize who and what Baba is. But we stay in this superficial mode. Oh yes, yes, I heard this point. What is next? I heard this Murli already. What is next? But take one point of Murli, one line, two lines. Hold it in the mind. Let it sink in and fully grasp what it means, what he's trying to say, from what space of mind it's coming. And you cannot resist your appreciation and love for one who is speaking like that. One who is so stable, never zero. Fluctuation, yeah. He never gets upset. Impossible for Baba to be upset. Because he knows drama, he accepts drama, but he also knows the eternal beauty and truth of the souls. They are like him. So shall we try to experiment with this zero state? Yeah? And Baba has been calling us to do this. No, we get so busy in so many other things. But this is like the essence of all whole practice. Coming out of drama completely. Coming out of all the roles and identities. All of that will finish anyway. Our only true, real, eternal identity is of incorporeal soul. Timeless, selfless, immortal, secure, clean being who is like the Father, who belongs to that eternal home of light, who belongs to that family of alaukik beings, auspicious beings, innately true and true good, full of auspicious thoughts and feelings. And to get familiar with Paramdham, to familiarize yourself, your mind with that state of silence and peace and the scene of the home and the family of beings of light and their eternal sweet bond. To familiarize yourself with that, we have to bring drama to zero. Drama has to become a point in our mind. Means make drama small and make the home big. But in the body conscious state, what happens? Drama is big and important, and we think about it and analyze and think and feel and get upset and complain about it. And the soul world and the eternal dynamics and the eternal family and the eternal relationships, that is small. We reverse it. Get into that space where Baba is in. That's the whole aim. And in that process you will discover your own greatness and beauty. You will discover truly, deeply Baba's beauty and greatness. And love will be natural. And you won't be able to not remember him. Okay, so let's experiment. It is easy, just we are not used to it. So we have to practice with a sense of game, with a sense of hobby. Make practicing, experimenting a hobby. Not in a tense, I have to have powerful yoga. But in a playful, game-like manner, play with it, stretch your intellect, get into that subtlety, and love at Maya. Okay, just for a few minutes, and again, have the aim to have 100% attention, 100% application. You don't need to think about drama for a few minutes. Don't worry, it will still be there when you come out of your practice. So for a few moments, just revising basic things, but grinding them in and really grasping the deeper meaning. We withdraw our attention from the external as if we zoom out of drama. And drama includes the Brahmin scenes. Zoom out. And then zoom in to the inner being, the real self. And just remind yourself remind yourself of being a timeless, subtle, eternal being. With no beginning, no end. Imperishable being of light. A being that has God's DNA. a being that is bodiless. A being that belongs to the home of light. The world beyond drama. This is the real self. And as if from beyond, observe the body and the whole of the drama. And distance yourself more and more emotionally from the drama. And try and taste that subtle silence, pure state of being. Completely free. Innocent. Pure. Eternally secure. Sweet being. It belongs to the Alaukik dimension. That eternally belongs to God. And just try to emerge that memory, that deeper knowing of that time when we were in the home. In the original state. The Alaukik soul needs nothing ever. Nothing is lacking. Full. Father, family, home. Immortality. And that sweet, solid bond of authentic love between the soul and the supreme. And amongst all souls. All are good. All are beautiful. All are worthy. Baba loves these beautiful beings of light. And in this stage, there are no thoughts of drama. Completely beyond corporeal feelings. Just pure silence. Infinite expanse of light. A deep sense of belonging and relaxation. Being at ease, in peace, in the home, with the Father. And just immerse the mind in that state of fullness. Quiet. Only thing it needs is to keep the drama zero. And make the home, the world beyond drama, big. And just in a natural way, immerse the mind in these higher and refined feelings. Soul, the real self, is an unearthly being, invisible. Godlike in nature. And be fully aware of Paramdham. Feel how the home feels, and it is filled with the vibrations of Baba and that love of family. And that silence and stillness. Beyond time. Beyond change. Beyond action. And in the far, far distance, There is this tiny little drama that we don't need to think about it. Just keep the mind in the home. And as we gradually choose to come to the end of this experiment, we aim to stay with this awareness.